Meeting season. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network, and I'm Mike Davis. And in the agriculture community, January is often referred to as meeting season. Commissioner Hugh Weathers is here to tell us about a few of those upcoming meetings. First of all, of course, Happy New Year, Commissioner.
Well, Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. January is, I guess in South Carolina, we'll call it football season and meeting season.
How about that? Right. That's right.
You're right. Before farmers put the seed in the ground, they put on a clean pair of jeans, I guess, and head over to one meeting or another that concerns the industry, and January is when most of those occur.
All right. Well, let's take a look at a few of those. First one comes up in Florence.
That's right. We're very pleased at the growth of the Agribiz Expo and Farm Show in Florence. This is the sixth year, coming up January 17 and 18, and there will be lots of informative side tracks that the farmers can take, whether it's in field crop production, fruit and vegetable, CAM, or women in ag. So I don't think they'll let me in that one. But nevertheless, a very informative meeting, but also a great networking meeting that people come from around the state.
There's also one just across the border, the Southeast Regional Fruit and Vegetable Conference.
Yeah, that meeting, I've watched it grow right in front of my eyes for the last 8 to 10 years. I can remember when they said, oh, we've got 1,500 people coming this year. Now, looks like they're expecting 3,500 people. But it covers several states in the Southeast, South Carolina being one, a very intensive educational 2 days there in Savannah. We rotate from 1 year to the next. South Carolina is the host state. I think we are not the host state this year, but we will want to participate because our fruit and vegetable farmers really benefit from this conference.
And then our attention turns to the Grand Strand.
That's right. If you got a meeting, Myrtle Beach is probably on the agenda somewhere.
That's right.
The pork and soybean boards, a few years back, they combined and also combined with the Young Farmer and Agribusiness Association. So the 19th and 20th, they'll be in Myrtle Beach. So, again, Myrtle Beach is a great place to have meetings, especially when the tourists have gone home.
That's right. And up next, of course, the cotton growers have to get together.
Oh, yeah. It's every toward the end of January every year, I think cotton and peanuts almost back-to-back. But on the 23rd, they meet in Santee. It's always been proven to be a very convenient location for them. So 23rd of January, right at the Santee Conference Center. And then the peanut board is right behind them. So I wonder if they even clean up. But right at the same Santee Conference Center on the 25th. So again, it's always seems to have worked well for the cotton growers and the peanut growers.
And if folks want more information on any of these conferences, you've got that right there on your website.
That's right. At agriculture.sc.gov, you can find out what's going on and where it's going to happen and when and pretty much any type of information. It's just really nice to work with all of our commodity boards that work with the department. And, again, they're very, very active in January.
All right. Well, we hope to see you there at one of these meetings taking place during meeting season this month. We've been talking with Agriculture Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network.